Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of News on the Flip Side, Tuesday's edition with Joe Mentaldo. I hope y'all are having a great evening today, or this evening. Usually I say around the world now, but News on the Flip Side is pretty much a local show. I mean, we do have listeners in probably about another 100, 120 countries, but I know y'all are just tuning in to see what's going on in America, to see if your news is telling you the truth. Well, because frankly, a lot of times I hear stuff on overseas news that I don't hear here. I see things over there that I don't see here. It's like our media thinks we're stupid. But first off, I want to wish and give our respects to Stan Lee. You know, he died yesterday, and we were talking about yesterday on air, but he was a great guy. He brought a lot of people. He made a lot of people happy. Gave a lot of geeks and nerds like myself a venue out, so I hope he finds happiness wherever he's at. He's in the Superhero Hall of Fame somewhere on the other side. I'm just hoping. I've never heard anything really bad about, I mean, you know, other than money issues, but nothing of any consequence yet. Nothing nasty. He didn't turn out to be like Bill Cosby or Bill Clinton or anything, like the Bills. I was just saying, guys. He just didn't. So anyway, it's like Mr. Rogers. You know, he seemed to make it through television and careers and die and raise sons and all, and no one talked nasty about him. There are a few good people in the world that can pull it off. You mean myself? No, indeed not. Someone asked me the other day, he said, you'd make a great politician once. Yeah, whatever. Because I'd spend half the time defending myself. I was bad when I was young, and I'm not going to deny it. That's the bad part. But yeah, I would be more than I'd be. Yeah, and of course I was bad. You know, just, well, it could help you in an election. It could hurt you in an election. It depends on where you're running for election and what kind of people is and things like that. But no need for that. I get enough abuse without being a politician. Thank you very much. Well, I'm good at getting stuff done. You're right. But still, it's not for me. Maybe if I'd have thought about it when I was younger, or maybe if I would have got into radio when I was in my 20s or 30s, it might have been different. But I didn't get in radio until I was in my late 30s. And, you know, by the time you get an audience, I was in my 40s. Because I could never be a politician, even without the, because I'd just be an ass. I'd make Donald Trump look like a saint. Yeah, because there's no way I could put up with this crap. It's like this Jim Acosta crap. So I'm listening to this. Well, we're going to sue because he said we can't ask questions anymore. Okay, Jim. First off, you said your First Amendment's being crapped on. No, it's not. You don't have to be at the press meetings to write about the president, especially the kind of shit you say. You don't need to be there anyway. First off, there were 65 people at the press conference, 65 press people at the press conference. Donald Trump took 35 different ones with an average of 2 questions per person, which was a really good news conference. But this asshole, he goes, well, I was just asking, no, first off, dude, you put a statement in. You did a statement. Then you tried to ask 4 different questions. And even after he answered 2 and said, give the mic on, you fought to keep the mic. And you can say whatever you did. You resisted giving that mic up. Oh, I didn't do nothing to that little girl. Bullshit, dude. You pulled the mic away from her. And you pulled it away from her with force. So say whatever you want, but the video speaks clearly. So anyone backing this, shame on you, because if you didn't watch this video, no, I didn't say you laid hands on her. What the fuck are you talking about? No. She grabbed the mic and he pulled the mic. He did just, okay, look here. What can we do here? Here's the mic. See the mic? And she went to take the mic from him. He went, and she's got her hand up there. No, the president just told you to give up the mic. That's what you do. Respectfully, you give up the mic. You don't keep the mic. You don't scream. You don't holler. You don't act like an ass. And frankly, any judge that would side with CNN in this, I would say launch an investigation into this guy immediately because there is no grounds for this. And bottom line is the president can fire or say whoever he wants on the press corps. It's nothing they can do about it. Obama did it. See, that's the thing. Here's another thing I'm wondering about. So Obama did this on many occasions. He put people out. In 4 years, he let Fox ask 14 questions in 4 years, and they're the largest cable news network in the world by far. Matter of fact, the only news network bigger than them is BBC, and I don't think anybody can ever be bigger than BBC. BBC is huge. BBC is like 100 and some countries. They would be in every country, but Russia and China and other Middle Eastern countries ban their ass. Yeah, because, well, you know, sometimes they tell stories too. I don't give BBC as much credit because BBC had the same problem America did. And they had 8 years of crazy liberalness flowing through the world and in our country. Liberals infiltrated all the media. all over the place. So it's now it's just a fighting to get fairness again. In Acosta's case, I hope he never gets back in the White House. Personally, for CNN to even defend his behavior shows how totally crappy NBC is. I mean, CNN is. And wait, since they're suing the president, they can now not take a stance that they're impartial against this president. They never have been, but they've tried to say we're doing fair reporting bullshit. I'm telling you, CNN, it's a dangerous game you're playing here. Your ratings, come on, dude. Guys, now this is the truth. The Hallmark Network has better ratings than CNN. Can you believe that? The Hallmark Network has better ratings than CNN. That's all you really need to know right there. They're a doomed network because they won't be fair and balanced. I'm not talking about Fox. I don't watch Fox. Mm-mm. Occasionally I'll catch like either Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh sometimes on my way when I'm riding around at work. Well, there is no liberal media in where I live. Sorry, guys. there is one in New Orleans on the television, but not on the radios. No. And NPR comes in too scratchy to listen to. So I'll catch them from time to time, but I'm not big fans of any of them. I mean, I don't have nothing against them. You know, Sean worked hard to get to where he is today, so I'm not hating on him. But, you know, frankly, I find America media lacking. Lately, you know, I got this thing on my Roku Euro News. So I watch a lot of Euro News. A lot of Euro News, unfortunately, is starting to sound like garbage like our news. And here's Europe. We don't want to be nationalists, but oh, wait, they want to start their own army? What the fuck is going on in Europe? We want to build our own army? Well, then that means the EU has to become a state, right? A country, not just a bunch of countries put together. That means all the other countries would have to be states. Look, Italy and Spain are already thinking about leaving the EU. I know, so is Greece. Britain's already on the way out. You start telling them they got to become countries, you're going to lose them all over the place. And then Europe will be more of like it'll be more like a Warsaw Pact. Maybe they'll side with Russia, maybe they'll side with us, but the big economies are going to always side with America because you have to, unless you want to find yourself as not so big of an economy anymore, as like China's finding out right now. Oh, China's furious. Their economy's dropped by half, and it's dropping every day. Ours is boom. If the Democrats don't F things up with the House or do some stupid shit with the president, we're going to put China back 100 years. This president has done more to stifle China's growth than, well, Obama did nothing. Obama was a traitor to America. When you look right at what he did, when you go back and look at the 5 or 6 major trade deals, everyone screwed us dearly. And they're all public, so you can all go see them for yourself. Then he gives Iran $150 billion without ever bringing up the 4 hostages they had. Okay. So on a side deal that we were not supposed to know about, he gives them $4 billion in untraceable cash. No, untraceable cash. He got 10 different denominations, 10 different countries' money, put it on pallets, and flew it to them. This is a bribe. This is a payoff. He should be in prison right now. It's actually a law in the United States. We don't pay terrorists ever. Iran's a terrorist state, and they were holding hostages, and we paid for them, paid dearly for them too. Come on. Any president that thought the Iran deal was a good deal is a traitor to the United States. If China, Russia, and Iran thought it was a good deal, it was a bad deal. You know that right off the bat. You know, I mean, really, America was like, I don't know what Obama was doing. Obama got caught up in this like fan worship, like these people, because he was a nobody. That's what the problem was with Obama. He was fan where he was stunned by the Hollywood people. He was taken back by him. He's, oh yeah, and I'm famous like y'all. And then world leaders, he just didn't know how to deal with them. And he always caved to every one of them. You can't cave when you're president of the most powerful, wealthiest nation ever to exist. You can't do that. Now, I still think he was a traitor to the United States. I'm still not even 100%. I still don't believe 100% that he is an American because Kenya's twice put out his birth certificate, but we're just supposed to discard that. No, the president of Kenya said it was real. But we're supposed to discard that because the liberal media says so. Yeah, shit. That's a good reason. Daryl, thank you. By the way, we have gotten overwhelmingly great response from the show we did election night. It went out to almost 1.5 million people. On top of that, last time I checked on SoundCloud, it was over 120,000 plays. I haven't turned on the download yet. I'll get around to it, but Well, most of the new archives, when they go up, it's a week or two before we turn them to downloads. Well, because a lot of people coming in, like advertisers and stuff, see the plays. That's what we want them to see. No, no, we'll let you download it because right now we're not selling them anything, so you can download them. But I'm just telling you what we do. Or you can catch them on Podcast Gardens, which is another one of our venues. Well, we've been downsizing our venues. Well, we were on like 40 different podcasts. We're still on like 25. Yes, and we're downsizing them, but it's great. But anyway, getting back to the news. So we're going to put a – yeah. Well, no, Kirby. APC is going to put up a poll on about the Acosta thing. Do you think the president was right for banning? And then there'll be a second one. Do you think he should be let back into the White House? I can already tell you where they're going to go. So yeah, unless you're just living in a bubble, there's no way you can think what he did was okay. Yeah, no. I watched – who was it? Who is a guy who hates the president so much? Major Garrett. So, you know, he used to be at Fox, and then he went over to – I think it was CBS or ABC, one of them. But anyway, so he went over as a reporter. So he asked Obama a question about the $150 million. The media said everything, including stuff like, oh, well, you should have just used the N-word. Really? He asked the president a hard question, and that's what we got. He asked it in a polite, nice manner. So you see the difference in the media right there. But for some reason, I guess a third of the country is blind. They can't see that. I mean, oh, I'm not saying the president isn't divisive and he doesn't go after the media. He does, but he's got all the reason in the world to go after the media. Come on. Since the day he started running for president, myself included, we have not let up on that man. We have never treated a president like this guy is being treated, ever. Come on. They attacked this kid. They do things to him that they would never even ever think about doing to another president. And I've never even seen someone act like Jim Acosta did at this meeting ever in any press briefings. Personally, if I was a president, I said, and I tell you this, if the judge says, oh, yeah, at that point, I would not be having press conferences anymore. And I would tell the country, if I got to be told who can be and who cannot be, I'm not going to do them anymore. You deal with it. Figure out what I'm doing on your own. Yeah, I'll just give him over the phone to Fox and you can kiss my ass. And he doesn't have to. There's no law. That's what people forget here. There's no law that says he has to do this. This is something that they started doing back 50, 80 years ago with television because let's be honest, before that it was, you know, a press conference. Okay, it would be the guys in D.C. and eventually get out to newspapers and get out all around the rest of the country. That might take weeks. Yeah, today everything's instant. Yeah, he don't have to do it. He can just say, no, I'm not going to give press conferences anymore. Then he don't have to have Sarah Sanders give one. And when something big does it, he can do a press release from the Oval Office. He doesn't have to have any reporters there. I'm telling you, they play a dangerous game here. Well, the country don't like – see, come on. CNN's – I just said. CNN's ratings are less than Hallmark's. Anytime the Hallmark network is kicking a major news network's ass, you need to think about what you're doing. And every day it's just worse. Oh, I'm being mistreated. No, you're being the one doing all the bad treating here. Look at some of the people. Trevor Noah is one of the racist people I've ever heard. Yeah, he can say all kind of shit, but someone like crazy-ass Roseanne, who's legitimately crazy, says anything, and she's in deep crap. But Trevor can get on it just like that's why I quit watching Saturday Night Live, because they can hate indiscriminately and no one says anything. But if anybody else says anything like that, oh, my God, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the double standard. So now I'm just no longer like most of the people I know. Are no longer backing or doing business with any companies like that. It's like Nike. I quit buying Nike. Shit, everybody I know has quit buying Nike. And Nike trying to say the stock's not going down, but it is. Yeah, they've been getting torched. Bad deal. No one likes Kaepernick. A group of liberals and a group of liberal media. See, it's what happened with Hillary and Obama. It's why no one could ever understand. You know, they were never being told that the Democrats lost 1,040 seats because of how bad of a job they were doing. The media was always trying to cover up for them. Yeah, it's just sad that's where we are in today's world. That all we can expect from the media is lies, 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 and more lies. As far as honest journalism, Jesus. Well, I think we need to revisit the law of journalism. Just because you have a press pass doesn't entitle you to be shitty to people. Think about some of the things we've watched over the last few years with CNN and NBC going down to flood-torn plains, fire-ridden plains, earthquake plains. Getting in people's faces who just lost everything. You seen what the girl you seen what a couple of people in Texas told them. Yeah, why don't you kiss my ass? Why don't you do something useful instead of standing there and watch people in their misery? Why don't you get out there and bale some water and dig some trash? Oh, no, they're not going to do that. You got to be shitting me. Yeah. Oh, I could see Jim Acosta out there digging dirt. That boy's a wuss. I'd spit in his face if I seen him in public. I really would. Anybody who's got to act like that, he reminds me of, you know, he reminds me, I was in one of the dollar stores today getting some shit on the way home. And they had some kids in there just throwing temper tantrums nonstop. And I'm thinking the whole time, I'm thinking, that sounds like Jim Acosta. I'm not kidding you. That's who I was thinking about. I know. It's crazy. Anyway, let's get into some real news. Well, so you know what I mean. Florida recount expert on troubling voting. Okay, first off, this should have been done a long time ago. So the longer this goes on, and I have to agree with these analysts. Why is there never Republican votes found? And remember, these counties they're talking about are heavy Democratic counties, so it's not likely that Republicans are doing anything there. If anybody's doing anything, it's the Democrats. And it's just funny they find all these votes 3 and 4 days after the election's over. Actually, now we're going on past a week. Now it's like 10 days, right? Yeah, that shouldn't even be allowed. No, this is out of control. And if you allow people, they're going to find ways to cheat. Yeah. Well, he was up like 160,000 votes. Now, all of a sudden, yeah, see, that's where you got to get skeptical. And all of the things have reported in 100%. And then all of a sudden, oh, no, there's a million more votes. Oh, yeah. I'm just, like I said, I'm tired of what I was talking about earlier. I'm just getting tired of the lies and the bullshit and the no truths. We need to come up with a much more full play. We need, first off, voter ID needs to be mandatory everywhere. Too many of these states, you can just go vote as many times as you want to. And you know what? They're all Democrat states. Republicans, y'all are hurting yourselves. Would y'all pass these laws where they can't do that in your state? But you know what? You could be letting them Republicans do it. And you could be voting. Yeah, I know. Oh, and then I love the other one. Democrats outvoted Republicans by 10 million. Well, of course they did. Most of the seats up for grabs were Democratic seats, and a good chunk of them were in California. Of course they were going to be up. I mean, see, that's what I'm saying. There is no fair news media, because the fair news media would actually say, well, it's not what it looks like. It's not really a blue wave. There's no, they didn't lose a bunch of states. They didn't lose a bunch of senators. They gained senators. They didn't lose senators. They didn't count the two that are still being counted, so but they already gained like three. Yeah, and you know, they already knew because they were at 208 seats themselves, so they couldn't really lose any more House seats. There was some up for grabs, but they kind of figured they were going anyway because they didn't count them on their side. Governors have been a little surprising, but for the most part, unless some miracle pulls out the Georgia and the Florida one, they only lost two governor seats, which they expected to this term anyway. And the Jeff Flake seat to me is not really – it's a surprise because of how sicko-wacko this woman is that won it. But not really, because Jeff Flake kind of left a bad taste in everybody's mouth. He was a flake, and he hurt the party there. But don't get it back, because this woman's a whack-a-nut. Oh, you're talking about the crazy chick up in New York. So, yeah, I agree. They need to keep an eye on her, because she can't take money from anybody. Because she's a, you know, a congresswoman. You can't – oh, hell no. First off, there needs to be another law. If you can't afford – you can't be a politician. No. So she got to live in D.C. for 3 months without any help at all. $10 says somewhere she gets miracle money, because right now she can't do it. She's done. And if she can't live there for 3 months, she's got to give up the seat. Well, you don't think the Democrats are going to let that happen. They'll find some way to sneak this woman some money or give her some advance or some loan or something. And you got to wonder why she hadn't went and taken a loan, because all of a sudden she gets one now. That's going to be suspicious too. I don't know. I used to be a Democrat. I just don't trust them anymore. I think they're out to harm our country. I don't think they have our country's best interest. I mean, if you had a best interest at heart, you wouldn't have gave 20% of our uranium to Russia, and you wouldn't have gave the terrorist state of Iran $150 billion and stopped watch looking for their nukes. Remember, under Obama's agreement, we have to give them 3 months advance notice, and we still can't go in. Somebody else has to. Yeah, boy, that was a good deal. Oh, an idiot. Right there, that showed me how stupid our president actually was. Everybody kept saying, oh, he's got an IQ. He's got an IQ of like 8. If anybody thought that was a good deal, they were stupider than they look. I would have called Obama stupid to his face. I think he is. I think he's a traitor to the United States. I'm sorry. And, you know, anytime I hear him try to talk about our current president, that's undermining the presidency. He's got to watch it. That's treason. Yeah, the ex-presidents can't go around because that's trying to undermine the presidency. And see, his wife's doing it. And for some reason, the media is leaving it alone, but that's bad too. They're not supposed to be doing that. That's undermining the presidency. You can do drastic harm to our country. Oh, it's because it's the Obamas. They can't do nothing wrong with you, stupid. That's like Dumb and Dumber, man, really. They had no business ever being in the White House. No, it had nothing to do with their skin color. It had to do with their experience. There's a difference between Obama and Trump experience-wise. Trump runs a multi-billion dollar empire, okay, with hotels and casinos all over the place. He's built – oh, yeah. I mean, the man's got money all over the place. And the thing about it is you know, somebody the other day, well, he had four bankruptcies. Yeah, but he had 154 companies. If all you've got is four bankruptcies after 154 companies, you're doing freaking good, man. I mean, come on. Why do you think the Democrats are so hardcore wanting to look into his money? And what – they actually have no legal right for this. Yeah, that's what the courts were talking about yesterday. They don't actually have a legal right to look at – just because he's president doesn't give them the right to look at his tax returns. No, all he had to do was qualify for whatever the IRS thing is with him, and he did. So what? And he's not the – by the way, he's not the only president that didn't put up their tax returns. The really rich ones don't because, frankly, I agree with them. Most of the country's not going to understand. Well, you gotta have a point of reference. How are you gonna understand that kind of movement of money? All you're gonna see is bunches of money. You're not gonna really understand what's going on with it. And then all you're gonna hear after that is bullshit analysis by one side or the other for the next 6 weeks. Well, for me, and I told my friends this, and I warned everybody in the air about this because I knew the Democrats were going to win the House. The only thing I've been wrong about in the major politics as far as the House, the Senate, and the presidency go in the last two decades. Is Donald Trump winning the presidency. I had no doubt that a Republican would get it and that they would sweep. There was no doubt because the country was just disgusted with the Democrats, and they really still are. Yeah, that's why you got to be suspicious about this. These blue states that are winning. Most of them are not in deep red areas. They're mostly in purple areas and stuff like that. But still, even there, you got to be questioning because the country's doing really well. The North Korean thing's under control, which no president's been able to do before. And the economy is just thriving. We've got world global respect at a rate we haven't had. Well, you can call it fear, Jim, if you want. That's fine. Whatever it is, the world's bowing to America's whim. You haven't noticed that Europe's almost going fully conservative now? Oh, yeah, I think there's only eight liberals left in the EU. Oh, yeah, they're falling fast, and they're not the only ones. The world is going back to – because liberalism doesn't work. The whole planet was spiraling for bankruptcy under Obama's regime. Think about it. Look at the world for 10 years. It was just spiraling. Trump steps in, and in 2 years, the whole planet's changed. One, because we have faith that he's going to save the economy, and he did. What about the environment? But you know what? Let them get the economy straight, and then y'all can vote in the people to fix the environment, right? Isn't that how our great country works? People don't think anymore. It's like half of them are stoned out of their gourd. Yeah, we're not even talking about in the states where marijuana is legal yet. This is a little bit scary here. Google went down after traffic was routed through China and Russia and one other country. They got hacked. And they got hacked on major data. Oh, yeah. See, we need to have consequences now for all these big companies. One, I think any company that offers service on the internet should have a call-in. If you don't have a call-in line, you shouldn't even be allowed to have service on the internet. On top of that, every time someone's hacked, we should get paid. Yeah, we the people, if you get service with them of any kind, you should get paid because you know your data has been corrupted. I know in at least 8 or 9 days, I was looking at something that my credit report sent me the other day. My name's in a dark web. My emails are in a dark web. Yeah, because of different data breaches from different companies. Yeah, that's bullshit. We should get a check automatically. It shouldn't even have to be in a class action. Your name was in it. You should get paid. It shouldn't even be anything more than that. They got your name. They know who you are. You see you surfing every day. And they can do a search inside their own system, no problem. Yeah. And God knows, all we'll hear 6 months from now, what was – oh, this data was – and China's getting into all this stuff now. And Google needs to be held responsible, big time. Police reported her uncle found dead inside a home. Now, this young lady here was shot several times. She's from Toledo. She's a reporter. And she went to go meet her uncle. No one knows what happened exactly, but she got shot up, and the uncle's also dead. There was one shot. He was shot one time. So was it a murder-suicide? Was it something else? from what I understand, the family was estranged. She was going to meet him so she could get back and, you know, her dad's side of the family because she hadn't seen him in a long time. So maybe that's what it was. But as of now, they're not putting out any more information than that. This looks like some picture out of the 20s or the 30s. Mm-hmm. This is a photograph of exhausted California firefighters sleeping after working 24-hour shifts. This is an older photo, by the way. See, it says resurfaces on there. You know they're exhausted. Look at them. They passed out, man. God knows what they're thinking about. And they're going to wake up and hope there's food around. I hope so, too. This... I shouldn't even brought this on here tonight. This is just disgusting. And I'm sorry, ladies, but anyone who thinks it's okay to breastfeed your child to 9 years old, there is something wrong with you. You need to seek serious mental attention. No, come on. No 9-year-old kid has any business latching on to a nipple in any shape, form, or fashion. No, I'm sorry. That's just disgusting. Already tells me she's messed up, and the damn kid's going to probably be messed up because of it. Well, I mean, someone thinks you got an argument for why it should be done. 504-273-7379. Don't be chicken shit. But really, that's just disgusting. You're not going to convince me in any shape, form, or anyway that she should be sucking on her mama's boobie at 9 years old. I'm sorry. What do you mean it's natural? You a sicko, too, if you think it's natural. I didn't say breastfeeding wasn't natural. I said this is not natural. And by the way, I get tired of this bullshit about breastfeeding, but the evidence isn't in on if breastfeeding is better or worse for children. Hate to tell you that. Oh, yeah, I know all you always want to throw these reports up, but in reality, when you go to the AMA or anywhere like that, there is no recommendations for this because there is no hard evidence that shows one or the other. Matter of fact, recently, thanks to some stuff being done in Scandinavian countries, the new milks being produced for babies now are far more better for the baby than mother's milk is. You can say, oh, the mother's milk helps the immune system. Maybe it does, but it doesn't help all these other things that this does. Yes, it's just all around better. Even doctors are saying it too. The new stuff coming out is just all the way around better for children than mother's milk is. And what do you think? We weren't going to sooner or later figure out how to make breast milk better? Because half of breast milk, and let's be honest, ladies, half of what's in that breast milk is shit you're eating. And I've been around a lot of pregnant women in my time, and y'all don't all eat the best. Few of y'all even smoke and drink. So let's not play like it's the best thing in the world, okay? Mm-hmm. Say that bullshit for someone who hasn't been around. Say that for, you know, the Z generation who's just trying to figure this shit out. I know. Being young's a bitch, I know. And a lot these days, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world. But you got instant knowledge, so... Things that you had to work out or figure out, embarrassing stuff when you were a kid. Now you can. Oh, well, that's what that means. Oh, well, that's how you do that. Oh, shit, man. That could have saved me all kind of trouble when I was a young man. I'm telling you, I'm sure it does for everybody. Again, Christopher, Jennifer, mom criticized for breastfeeding 9-year-old, says it's nice for children to be in control. Y'all agree with that? Yeah, that's what I thought. Jennifer, you've been around long enough now. I don't think you're going to agree with it, Christopher. Well, I mean, it's just, come on, it's disgusting. They got mommy-daddy issues. Or mommy-mommy issues. I don't know what it is. It's just disgusting. I know. This next one, Melania Trump publicly calls for White House aid firing out. Yeah, this is a serious aid she's asking to get fired. There's very little information about it. Other than it's the Interior Secretary, oh, I forgot now, but there's very little information about it. Well, Melania's been pretty quiet and withdrawn so far. I mean, she's been out, you know, shining and looking good and all, but she hasn't really been saying much. Yeah, Security Council aid. I have no idea why either. That's the freaky part. It's a good question, but I don't know why. I read the article. There's not much information in it about it. This is a little bit scary. Cute, but scary. UPS driver takes photo of child obscured in pile of leaves to share important message about safety. Do you see that kid there? When I first seen his picture, I didn't see it up close like this. I seen it like this. You see, yeah, there's a kid right there. Now you're cruising down the road at 25, 30 miles an hour and you're looking or fidgeting with your phone or something, that kid's dead. And the kid shouldn't have to worry about that. He's playing in a pile of leaves on the side of the street. You shouldn't have to worry about your stupid ass texting on your cell phone, should you? Pay attention. It's a good lesson. Well, you might have been pulling up on the side to park and just not seen him until, oh shit, until it was too late. I'm just saying, it's a good lesson. Pay attention to it. He's well hidden. He's having a blast, too. He has no idea his little butt's in danger. And it shouldn't be in danger. I shared it all over the place. I was just glad to see the UpSky put it up there. Juul will stop selling most e-cigarette flavors in stores and halt media, social media promotions. Okay. You know, this is funny because on the way home today, we heard a commercial for Juul and how it contains nicotine and blah, 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 but how it's so much better for you than cigarettes and blah, 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 and how you can get so many flavors. You know, a lot of people use them Juul things to smoke pot and other stuff or vape it. It's just, if you're going to hate on cigarettes, but two things about cigarettes. One, we're hating on the carcinogens with the burning part, okay? And two, the nicotine, which is so addictive. That's what makes cigarettes so addictive is the nicotine. Not that you don't get addicted to the carcinogens, you get addicted to the nicotine. So these, all these do is do away with the carcinogens, so less chance of cancer, but still give you the addiction. They're still feeding the addiction. So I don't see where it's any better. We'll see what happens. Oh, it'll end up in court. Everything ends up in court in this country. Last night, Spaced Out Radio, November 12th, live. It was a live Ghost Box session with Bill Heiser. It was pretty good. I caught part of it. Y'all should go listen to the archive. It's posted. Security Cal Chief Bolton vows to squeeze Iran. Yeah, squeeze them bastards. Squeeze them tight. Yeah, squeeze them, squeeze them. Oh, Gloria, sorry to hear you. Getting dental. Yeah, I'm getting dental work done, too. I got teeth on both sides of my lower part of my mouth getting done from now until the February. Yeah, it sucks. No, it's like three on each side they're doing. Got to get them fixed because of TV. Yeah, you know how it is. It's not pain. No, no, you misunderstood. No, I'm getting new ones put in. I already had those pulled. No, hell with that. I ain't putting them in no pain. Yeah, they just were waiting for everything to heal up when they start sticking shit back in your mouth. You know how that goes. You talking about Kathy Belsky? Oh, yeah, she went to some dental clinic down in Mexico. She loves it. She talks just – yeah, she had like $20,000 work done down there for like $5,000. Oh, yeah, you ought to write to her and say. Actually, my insurance covers a good bit of mine. Yeah, I've been real fortunate with that. They did a beautiful job on my top ones. Now they're just doing the low ones. Got to be pretty. See, I'm glad to see old Bolton cracking down on Iran. Iran needs their ass cracked down on. Yeah, old Putin's butt cheeks tightening. Putin likes me to shake. He wouldn't have done that with Obama. Oh, no, he never reached over there and shook Obama's hand. Like, he didn't like Obama. Well, there was an article in Pravda that Medvedev said Obama smelled funny. I don't know if it was a racial thing or not. That's all it was in the article. Yeah. I have no idea. Well, I'm surprised American media didn't go wild with it. I mean, we're talking like 7 years ago. You probably can still find it. They're pretty good about archiving. With them, they got an American search. You can't find everything in American, but if you find a title that won't translate, you can actually pull it, copy it, and translate it somewhere else like Google or something like that and get the information that way. Actually, I use Pravda for a couple of things because I like to hear what they're saying about American media. Just like, well, there's Chinese media that does it too, but you don't, it's harder to get hold to them. Even though when the United Public Radio and UFO Paranormal Radio is in China, yeah, we're in like, I don't know, like 30 or 40 cities there. Thanks to, I believe it was thanks to Pioneer Radio. They were originally the ones that got us into Hong Kong because we were with them in London. No, they folded a few years back, but the company that picked them up or picked up their feed picked us up. And then we had got into Hong Kong before China took it over. And we were in Hong Kong on like 5 servers. And then when China took it back in 2000, or it was a little couple of years after that when it actually all switched over, but it was like our second or third year, fourth year. And then bam, all of a sudden I started seeing things, servers in Beijing. And well, we don't talk about China. That's why we talk about paranormal, other crazy stuff. We talk about American politics, but we don't really talk about Chinese politics or Russian politics for that matter, other than what it pertains to us. Yeah, we're not talking about Ping and how he should be running his country. It's not our business. I don't live there. I don't know what's what and what's not what. Exactly. So, yeah, how can I tell any giving any advice to something I'm not even familiar with? Yeah, I can go by what the American press tells me, but do you really want to trust them telling us how another country's running itself? Yeah, but you understand what I'm saying there. This is more about this killing that recently happened. Now they're saying drugs were used in the killing. Also, I found out yesterday that Justin Trudeau actually heard the tape of the killing. He didn't say anything about it, but he did say he had heard it, along with, I think, 4 other world leaders that have actually heard it. Trump's one of them. I don't know what to say. They haven't let us hear it yet, I know that. If it's really bad, they might not. If they gave it to some European, sooner or later, it'll get leaked in Europe, and then we'll get to see it. Oh, yeah, you can take that to the bank. Do I like – you mean the Turkey president? Is that who you're talking about? See, he's a nationalist. Oh, yeah, he's a nationalist. He's all for his country. There's nothing wrong with being for your country first and the rest of the world second. No, you can love your country and still be friends with the rest of the planet. We've always been like that. Wait. Before you say anything else stupid, up until Obama, that's how the country ran. It was us and then our friends around the world. But we were first and then our friends around the world. Under Obama, we got this thing where we weren't first anymore. We were going to be third or fourth. Really? If I didn't know better, I'd have thought the man had been paid to try to damage our country because he was really trying to knock – if he could have done another 4 years – we would have like the third ranked economy in the world now. We'd be in trouble like you had never seen. Yeah, it was a pathetic excuse for a president. Actions speak louder than words. If that's true, which it is, Trump's already murderized him. Trump's actually done more. You can go look at a list of accomplishments that he's got and that Obama's got, and Trump's already dwarfed him. In 2 years, he's done more than Obama did in 8. Technically, he's done more than Obama did in 8 and Bush did in 4. So between 2 presidents, 12 years, he's done more in 2 than they did in 12. And by the end of next year, he will have done more in 3 years than both presidents did in 16. He's a businessman. Businessmen, okay. Politicians, let's drag it out as long as we can. Businessmen as short as possible, because the longer it is, the more it costs. The shorter it is, the more likely you're going to come in the budget, and you're going to be in budget, and you're going to make money. That's business. That's the real world. We got away from that. Somewhere along the line, we thought it was okay under liberalism to just keep running up bigger deficits. I mean, come on. Obama ran up a $16 trillion deficit, people. That's crazy. It's more money than everybody else before him combined. He did that while destroying the military. So where'd the money go? Really? I bet you there's a lot of rich liberals out there now. Well, I wasn't going to our military, which is supposed to be one of our biggest things, and we're spending, what, $780 billion this year on it. Under Obama, we're spending like 3. And people were wondering why China and Russia were catching up to us. He was a pathetic excuse for president. There's no doubt about that. I voted for him first time, not second time, but first time I did. I didn't like McCain. I didn't have anything against Sarah Palin. She was just being used. But, I didn't really have anything against her. I didn't really know enough about her to have anything against her. I was actually pulling for Hillary, and, of course, they cheated Hillary and gave it to Obama, just like they cheated, Bernie and gave it to Hillary. And people still want to go do it with the Democrats. They're cheating in front of you, screwing their own people around. And y'all still think you're okay. That says something sad about America today. In the old days, we wouldn't have tolerated that. We'd have been like, oh, no, we're going to vote for someone else until y'all straighten up. Today, it's like we have to vote for the party. The party is the worst thing that's happened to our country in 100 years, but yet y'all still feel the need to vote for them. Vote them out. Vote independent. Vote middleist. Vote centralist. But vote the parties out. We don't have to have a party system like we have, and we can have a three-party system or a four-party system. We used two, by the way. Yeah, the other ones got so much money and power, they just suffocated the other ones, but that could be changed. You could unite everybody who's loose right now and have a 60% party and control. And the liberals and the conservatives could serve the public like they're supposed to. Right now, we serve the liberals and the conservatives. In reality, they're supposed to be serving us, both parties. The liberals and the conservatives are supposed to be serving the people, not the people serving them. But, you know, people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the whole bunch of them just think that they know more than you and they're better than you. And even though their party was a complete disaster for 10 years, because that's how long they were in control. Oh, yeah, they had the House and the Senate 2 years under Trump and the presidency up until 2 years ago. That's 10 years. And the country's a disaster in that whole 10 years. I don't know what to tell y'all. I think actions there speak louder than words, and they're pretty good. Well, because the liberals are going to get stupid. As soon as they get power, they'll be out of power again. Recently, if you've been paying attention for the last 30 years, the liberals get power, and then within 2 years of getting it, they lose it. Because they get stupid. They get stuck on things like bathroom privileges. No, people. No. Use the damn bathroom. Nobody cares about the bathroom thing. That was something that the liberals and the media tried to turn into something. Just like the gay thing, they tried to turn it into something. It's not. It's part of life. That's just who it is. Well, if you live in cities like New Orleans and San Francisco and a few other cities around the world, that is just how it is. And we don't care. The bathroom thing's not important to us. No. If you're a guy who can pass for a woman, you go to a woman's room, nobody's going to say anything because, you know, stalls and stalls anyway. If you're, you know, a girl and you look like a guy and you get in the bathroom, if you don't, they're going to give you shit when you come in there, especially if it's in the quarters, and they give you all kinds of shit, mostly fun shit, but they're going to give you crap about it. Well, what are you doing up in here, you idiot? That's the letters rooms next door. Yeah, it's stupid. That's what I said. It was always a stupid thing. It was never an important thing. My point is, to 98% of the country, it was not an important thing. The economy was important. World standing was important. Can I feed my family was important. Why is 60% of America on some kind of social welfare? That was important. But the other thing wasn't. But you see, the country was doing so poorly, they had to keep your eyes. It's called bait and switch. That's what they were trying to do. When a couple of just stupid – it wasn't just that. There was a couple of things out there that they were pushing. The country was going, no, we're going to vote you out because of this. You're so ignorant. Listen to what we want. And not the whole entire time the Dem was in control, I never heard them do what the people asked them to do, including health care. They made such a poor shithole excuse for health care that they had to make it a law. If you'd have made it with something people wanted, you wouldn't have had to make it a law. That's a real simple concept. If you'd gave us the insurance you got, guess what? We'd have all bought it. Mm-hmm. No problem at all, too. We'd have all bought it up. No problem. We'd say, give me that damn insurance up here. We need that. This just pisses me off. I want to see how this falls out right here. Lawsuit alleges security guard shot while holding suspect. If these cops shot this black man because he was holding the guy, somebody's ass needs to go to jail. Now, that's bullshit. I read this article earlier, and the way it comes out is it sounds like it's some bullshit. Well, they're going to say, I'm sure they're going to say, oh, they thought he was the – this dude, the best I could tell, he was in security guard uniform and a whole nine yard. So I'm not exactly sure how they shot this son of a bitch. They're going to have to come up with some kind of non-story bullshit is what they're going to have to come up with for this. Four arrested in mystery killing a family of eight in Ohio. Yeah, y'all read about this earlier? Hurry up. Not long. Quick. Fast. I'm just getting my son shit up. What's up? Oh, I was reading what you said. This is crazy. I actually hadn't read about this. I heard this on the way home this afternoon. We went out to go have dinner at Slap Me Your Mama's. Yeah, we won't give him a free plug. Food was good. Service was nice. Anyway, I actually heard about this on the way home. Just we're going to have to see how this pans out. I mean, it has no real evidence on anything that's going on right now. Allegedly, 10 years ago or so, these four killed eight of another family. Or 8 years ago, something like that. Why Michelle Obama respects the Bushes and Clinton? Get the fuck out of here, Michelle. You don't respect anybody. Oh, my God. You should burst in flames for just lying like that. Oh, I would love to polygraph the Obamas. Oh, my God. Michelle's one of the most racist people I've ever seen. Her and Trevor Noah should have an affair. Yeah, why Melania hasn't reached out to Michelle Obama? Because she's a bitch, that's why. She's talking shit about her husband. I wouldn't reach out to her either. Monica, Bill Clinton should want to apologize. Oh, Monica, baby. Apologize for getting a blowjob? Oh, well, he abused his power. There's no doubt about that. But she was legal and willing, so I can't. It's not like them other ones where they said rape and other stuff. That was different, but this was legal and willing. Shit, she was in love. What are you talking about? You remember when she told Linda Tripp? I actually like Monica. I think she's dealt with this well over the years and didn't let it wreck and turn her life into a shambles. If I was her, I'd have sued Linda Tripp, though. Yeah. Because Linda was trying to do something, get something, make something for herself on this poor girl's coattails. I mean, that's just sad. No, Monica's, I mean, she's just a young girl, you know, just president of the United States. She was, you know, hoogle-eyed. She actually looks better now than she did when she was younger. Yeah, she was googly-eyed. I mean, he's the president. She's like, Mr. President, what can I do for you? That's like when Marilyn Monroe asked JFK, what can I do for you? He just smiled real big and said, come here, baby. I'm just saying. Don't hate on me. I'm just saying. In America, it was a big deal. The rest of the world was laughing their asses off because, unfortunately for us, the rest of these European guys have affairs on a regular basis, so it's not a big deal over there. Here, for some reason, it's a big deal. I didn't think it was a big deal that he had an affair. I'm not going to lie. I thought that was a personal thing between him and his old lady. My biggest problem with all of this was that he did take advantage of this little girl. But like I said, she was legal. He was legal. It was two consenting adults. He didn't force her or anything. So, well, what do you think? Should he apologize? Yes, no, maybe. So for the people I see in chat, it's about 50-50. I don't see where it would hurt to say he was sorry. I mean, we all know it was true. It really happened. At the very least, he should apologize for what it caused in her life. Oh, wait. So if he apologizes, he should get a cut off of when she sold the dress? Just leaving that alone. I'm leaving that alone. Yeah, this next one, USAA denied husband's $1 million life insurance policy. Yeah, there's some big shit going on here. They sound like they're trying to screw this woman over pretty hard. Yeah, well, you know, that's what insurance companies do. Look at this idiot. Can you believe this idiot's going to be in Congress? She's an idiot. Oh, I didn't say she was ugly. She's pretty, but, you know, she got in on her looks because she didn't get on her intelligence. You ever heard her talk? She's an idiot. She made all these big grandiose claims, and then I forgot what little report. It wasn't even – I think it was like CNN or NBC or somebody like that, a liberal thing. Just asked her how she's going to – oh, she lost it. Yeah. In this little thing here, she's screaming and rampaging about Amazon headquarters in New York and how they're getting away with not paying taxes and stuff. And they are going to get a good deal. But they're going to bring a lot of jobs and a lot of money to New York, so I don't know if the taxes – but see, that's what I'm saying. She's 29. She don't understand that. 90% of what goes on in Congress, this woman, or this, I shouldn't even say woman, this girl is not going to understand it. Come on. And that's another new rule we need to have. financials need to be investigated prior to be running, because she doesn't have the money to live in Washington for 3 months. She said it herself. This is the real problem. If she comes up with this money all of a sudden out of the blue, because if she can't go take a loan, which obviously she can't do because she don't have the credit, she has no business being in Congress. This is someone who will abuse her power for money, because that's the only way at this point she can stay in D.C. is to find someone to pay for her to stay or to loan her the money. And that's illegal. She's a congresswoman. She cannot take handouts from someone because it's like buying favors. She's in a precarious situation, and she's got to do it soon, because if she misses the 90-day deadline, she has to give up her seat. I wanted to let her in Congress. She's an idiot. Oh, God, yes. She's going to make the party look like an idiot. Oh, she's just, to me, she's just a young version of Nancy Pelosi. Well, a little bit stupider because she believes in socialism. Yeah, pretty ignorant. Hey, just because you're beautiful don't mean you're intelligent. Unfortunately, it don't go hand in hand. Oh, yes, I know. Ex-SS guard ashamed, but tells German court he's innocent. Actually, he said he wasn't a part of the SS. He said he was just a German soldier. Now, how are they going to distinguish between the two? Because it doesn't matter if you were at one of the camps. They had SS. They had regular German soldiers there too, just regular German army. They weren't SS. So I don't know how they're going to figure out the two. What are you going to do? This dude is old as dirt. I'm surprised there's any left. Let's see, it was 65, 75, 83 years ago the war ended, and most of these people were at least 20 when they got in the war. So they're 100. What are you going to do, put him in prison for a year? Give him the death penalty? Come on, I mean, really. I'm not saying what the Germany did to Jews was right by any means. But this, they can't prove any of this. They don't know what the hell is going on. This is 85 years old. Just more drama. Yeah, he's a former Nazi correction camp guard, but he didn't have to be. Like I said, just not all the guards were SS. Well, SS was not big like the German army. And the SS had bigger standards, too. This was cool. County jail inmates pen heartfelt letter honoring life of fallen officer. I read this. It's heart-wrenching, and really they did. I mean, here's a guy he's a cop, and how people hate on cops. Well, these people did. You should read it if you get a chance. It's really good. Multiple clients report UFO. We saw a bright light, and it just disappeared. This was over Denmark, I believe. It was over Ireland or somewhere over there, I believe. I had read this article earlier. There's two of these actually floating around right now. Oh, my God, I don't want to see that Huffington thing, because it could be totally fake news if it's the Huffington Post. Well, they're just such garbage. They are. I mean, they're like the garbage news network. Well, you can't even call them a news network. Call them a garbage network. Trump rips Macron for denouncing nationalism. Make France great again. France needs to be great again. France is in a pile of shit. And they had a good relationship. I don't know why old Macron decided he wanted to get into it with him right now. I know why. The EU is under stress right now. There's a lot of people wanting to leave the EU. It's not under its tenure as liberal heaven. It really messed up a lot of things, letting the 2 million Muslims in and all the damage they did. It really harmed their reputation, did a lot of harm to their citizens. And the citizens are tired. That's why they've been voting out the liberals. Matter of fact, the only real liberal that managed to stay in was Merkel. And she's not even really a liberal. She's kind of in the middle somewhere. Yeah, she just blows whichever way the wind takes her. Well, right now she's sending Syrian refugees back. She's out my country. Oh, yeah. She can't, because she'll lose the party will lose. They got to go. France is doing the same thing. But he don't want to say nothing about nationalism, yeah. I spit in the face of Jim Acosta. Tua, tua, tua. Someone wrap up a fish and send it to him. You know what? They all showed up at Trevor Noah's. Not Trevor Noah's. Dan, the Fox guy. I can't think of his name now. his house and we're chanting, "We know where you live," we ought to all show up at Jim Acosta's house. Say, "Hey, Jim, we know where you live, baby. How do you like it now?" Get all up in his face. "Oh, I think the man's a piece of shit. There ain't no one that ever convinced me otherwise." But Major Garrett, I'm not a big fan of Major Garrett, but he's who he is. "Oh, I seen him go after Obama. I seen him go after Trump." So he's legit. He goes after what he thinks is what it should be. That's what he should do. Yeah, so I don't have a problem with that. And besides, he works for a hate Trump network. But this here, CNN sues Trump administration, demands return report of Jim Acosta's wife and press credentials. It ain't gonna happen. They're not gonna give it to him. And you can sue all you want. There's no judge can tell them. That'd be like a judge telling you who you can hire and fire at your job. Yeah. Then he can say, "We just don't want Jim Acosta, send someone else." And like I said earlier, he can always just say, "Screw y'all," and stop doing press conferences. He wasn't doing them at all. Look, see, this is why he quit doing them. He was doing them, and then y'all started acting like an ass. So he said, "Okay." So he comes out and does a big one for everybody, and then someone's going to act like an ass. But yeah, no, the media don't want to talk about that because they don't do anything wrong for the media. You're hurting and picking on the media. Yeah, right. Anyone's hurting or picking on the media. I'm actually glad Trump is strong enough to take you out because y'all are pathetic excuses for media. None of y'all do true journalism. I haven't seen true journalism on CNN or NBC in 15 years, maybe 20. The only time you see any is maybe on one of the local networks because all the big networks have just gotten stupid about it. And at least I noticed like a lot of Fox's people don't call themselves journalists. They call themselves hosts. But over at CNN, Anderson Cooper, "I'm a journalist." Anderson Pooper, you're not a journalist. Sorry, baby, but you're not. You're some sick freako porn reading guy who's scared to touch anything. Oh, I'm just going to leave that alone. I almost got all Wendy Williams on y'all's ass there for a minute. Wendy cracks me up. I'm sorry. I try not to watch her at all. Every now and then when I'm home during the day, I might catch her, but she's nuts, man. No, she don't bother me. Because she's honest about what she's doing. Yeah, that's the way it should be. Well, no, I don't know. We'll see. This is the Amazon thing. This is what this crazy woman earlier was complaining about. "We don't want Amazon." Yeah, that's your liberals, people. "We don't want Amazon." New York, you don't want Amazon. She's like a typical any liberal. Well, they need to pay for everything, like in San Francisco. Now, all the big corporations have to pay for the homeless, even though none of that money will ever make it to doing anything with the homeless. Watch. 5 years from now, the homeless – what do you do? 2 years from now, the homeless situation will be worse in San Francisco than it is today. On top of that, at least 70 companies are talking about moving. So not only are these not going to get this tax money, but they're going to lose other tax money for revenue for their city. Yeah. San Francisco stinks. Last few times I've been there, it smells like shit. The only other city I've ever been in that smells like that was Roswell, New Mexico. It smelled like cow manure. It must have been right after, you know, they'd come through town. Because I've been there before and it didn't smell like that. But on this occasion, it did. And San Francisco, both times I've been there, smell like shit. I'm sorry. It stank. Maybe their sewer plants weren't working right or something. I don't know. It stank. Yeah, and I'm sorry. I don't find it to be all beautiful like everybody always told me it was. Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. It's kind of a nasty, dirty city that really should be cleaned. What does that got to do anything? They got a large gay population. So does New Orleans. Yeah, I don't think that's got to do anything. Yeah, I don't think they're making the city stink if that's what you're trying to say. No, I don't think that. You better watch out. They make them find out where you live. Stan Lee, superhero Marvin Connell, dies at 95. This guy was a blast to listen to. He was just having fun. His whole life, he was just having fun and getting paid for it. Can't ask for better than that. He's a nerd geek crazy bastard. Frankly, I think it's great they put him in all, they slipped him in all the Avengers stuff and stuff like that. I always thought that was cool. I just watched Ragnarok last night where he's, you know, cutting Thor's hair. That shit's hilarious. I know. Israel hit by rocket fire as airstrike targets Gaza Strip after, yeah, after the raid. Actually, Israel's going to go blow the shit out of somebody. I read their whole article. They're just, I don't know why anybody screws with Israel. They just don't take it kindly when you screw with them now. I guess after 5 million Jews were murdered and all that shit that went on with the, back with the Egyptians in the day, they've had enough now. You with them now, they fight back. Hey. You know, Glenn, I don't know if it's still mandatory. Actually, I wish the United States would pass that law. To be a citizen, you have to serve at least 2 years. I don't give a shit if you're born here or not. I think if you want to be get all citizens' rights, you have to do 2 years in the military. It's good for everybody. It's good for our military, and it's good for our citizens, especially the young people today. They could really use it. And it's only 2 years. And you know, in old days, oh, you're forcing them. But you know what? In another 10 years, another 20 years, right now, the average expectancy, life expectancy for a man is like 83, and for a woman is like 87. They're expecting to break 100 in the next 20 or 30 years. So, no, they have plenty of time. Doing two-year service for your country is not a bad thing. No, I'm not saying that – look, that's not what I said. I'm not saying it has to be mandatory. I'm saying if you want the benefits of being a citizen, where you can collect benefits and collect Social Security and collect all this other stuff, then you need to do two-year service. And we're not at war with anybody. And it wouldn't make any difference, because if we were at war, we'd just bring back the draft. So that was a stupid comment. Look, I was in the service when we were in the war. It was great. I got a great education, got to do all kinds of stuff, got to travel all over the place. Yeah, I got lucky. I was in between the two wars. I was in between Vietnam and Desert Storm. I got out before Desert Storm. I was too young for Vietnam. Oh, I was shit. I was like 8 years too young for Vietnam, maybe even 10. Yeah, I was born in 63, so you do the math. I think so. So what was I, 7 in 70? Yeah, I don't think so. Another 10 years. Yeah, at least 11 years, actually. And then when I got out, it's about 5 years after I got out, Desert Storm started. Actually, I talked with my commander about if they needed us to come back, because I was on the USS Nimitz. I was a plane captain, E-5. Could have been a warrant officer, could have been an officer. They offered me both. They offered me OTS when I got out, which is officer training. I would have went in as a lieutenant, too. I wouldn't have had to start as a yeoman. But I scored really high in the ASVAB, way above the aptitude they were looking for, and that's why I got in advanced electronics. The only field I had didn't qualify was a nuclear field. I missed it by about 2 points. Oh, I could have got in if I really wanted to, because I was close enough. But I got to work on most of the equipment anyway. When I was on board the Nimitz, that's why my security clearance was so high, because I had to work in the reactor room. Above top secret, way, way above top secret. Oh, hell yeah. The security clearances you get for three areas of the ship that I had to go in, most politicians will never see a security clearance. Most, even ones on a security council, usually won't see a clearance as high. Frankly, I don't remember any of it either. So, yeah, a friend of mine said, "Well, you could sell it and be written." Yeah, whatever. First off, the government come arrest your ass, and secondly, I don't remember any of it. Nah, man, that was 40 years ago. Come on, or you know, almost 40 years ago. You'd have to hypnotize my ass to bring that stuff up again, and it's all old hat now. Yeah, even though they had multi-core processes when I was in the service, which is something we didn't find out about until about 20 years ago, 15 years ago, but. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that we use today, but like EMP shield. Oh, man, I got in trouble for that one time talking about it on Wake Up USA. It was still classified. I didn't know. Yeah, a lot of our jets and stuff have EMP shielding in the nose cones and stuff, protecting high advanced electronics, flight controls and weapons control, stuff like that. Well, most of the engines, it's not going to affect. And actually, the components there are shielded as well, so. Well, a lot of the B-52s and a lot of the other planes were actually designed to fight in a radioactive environment, even though the pilots were never expected to survive. They were still designed to fight in those environments. Well, like the B-52 has lead-lined curtains, yeah, that you can pull across. I know, like that's going to really save you, but still, it might save you from the initial blast. Well, they figured in this kind of war that, you know, these were basically kamikaze flights. And they were going to make sure they got to the targets regardless. Well, a Stratofortress can fly high enough to drop a bomb and not have to worry about the blast. Yeah, I should say high enough and fast enough to get out of the range. But A lot of times, if they're doing multiple targets, it doesn't work that way. A lot of times, they'll be inside the blast range. Maybe on the edges of it and stuff, but still inside of it. Yeah, that's not stuff we talk about. Like most people didn't know that the astronauts all had a suicide pill. All of them. Yeah. Of course, they were giving them to them. You don't know what's going to happen in space. You don't know what kind of horrible thing could be waiting for you there. Of course, they gave them suicide pills. And they're not even the only ones. Other people are giving suicide pills. It's it's just a lot of that stuff don't really seem to make it out into our society. It's kind of scary. But I know we got to get out of here in a second. Mom uses broken coffee mug as weapon in bus to stop brawl that sends both to hospital. And she looked like she ain't taking no shit. Look at her. Little young says, she, bitch, I will mess you up. Yeah, I'm glad to see people stand up for their things. And their selves and their children. Yeah, look at this. Just drop off this package in the middle of the park, in the middle of the airport. What would you do? Would you go see it? Would you call security? What the hell would you do? Look at these two devils. You notice I'm about these three, right? These three devils. There's Merkel. There's Trump. And there's Putin. The three blonde-headed goose-stepping bastards. Yeah, this is the third, right? What are you talking about? Sieg Heil Trump, Sieg Heil Merkel, Sieg Heil Putin. Then we have this blonde bitch is behind him and wasn't in on it. Well, she's somebody because she's in the crowd. There's only somebody's in this crowd, so she's somebody. And there's Melania. Yeah, baby. Putin, you're jealous, man. I know you're the hottie now, but she's not a hottie like I am. Well, he divorced his wife, yeah. No, he didn't kill her. He's an idiot. I'm sure he thought about it. I'm sure he told her, you ever say anything, you're going to die. Now, last I heard, his daughter was shacked up with some guy in Sweden. They actually kicked her out for a little while, but they let her back in. It's natural that Europe should want an army, says Russian Putin. Whatever, Putin. You're so full of shit, it's coming out your ears. Look at that streaming out of you. See it? Oh, this is like the stupid hanging Halloween decoration. Now we got to hear about people crying about shotgun decoration. Look, I'm sorry, people, but there's some rednecks that like this shit. It's a free country. You can't hate. Stop hating. Stop it. Just because you're stupid and ignorant when it comes to shotguns, not everybody else is. You notice usually when people that do these killings are children who have guns in their house but weren't raised with guns. You can tell because if they had been raised with guns, it would have been a much different thing. Now, one of the very first things we did when my son was young was took him out and let him blow up a couple of watermelons with the guns. Well, people need to see what guns do. You watch it in the movies, people get shot up and get up, walk around and shit, no blood or nothing. That's not guns. Yeah. I think the movie industry does way more harm than these box of shells do. Oh, no. Here we go. It's Bigfoot. It's hairy Bigfoot on the loose. I don't know, but there he goes. He's running across the field. Believe it or not. I don't even know if I shared this in any other things. Completely uncontrollable. Pilot praised for wrestling with flight from hell. Yeah, they said he almost didn't get lucky and almost didn't land the thing. Dumbness. Why didn't Trump get to see this? Topless protesters held in bid to welcome Trump in Paris. Well, man, I never get to see the topless. What the hell? Man, a little TNA. I thought this was France. What's France getting all upset about boobs for? I know, huh? France, what's up, man? Donald Trump ain't going to offend Donald Trump. Ain't like he ain't never seen a boob before. Lord have mercy, France. I thought y'all were a delayed back country. Obviously, something's going wrong over there. We're not even going to read this one about Bachelor Man. Y'all can read this for yourselves. I'm sure half of y'all get really pissed when you read it. Kidnapping attempt is started when girl asked for code word sheriff. I guess somebody was going to come take their kid. Oh, here's the beer guys fighting it out. This woman here is hating on the guy who shot up the... Anyway, we're going to get out of here now. That's After Hours. That's just one of the shows on the network. We're going to send it to Spaced Out Radio, hanging out as well. Oh man, oil should be going down. We're finding good things. This is just about the Royal Borealis. Well, I'm just scanning through here so you can see these. Damn, the queen looks hot. Isn't that Camilla over there? The queen, and of course, the future queen or princess, whatever you want to call her, Queen of England. Yeah, baby. Well, I don't know. Isn't daddy kind of. Democrats urge attacking general to step aside from Russia probe. Why? He's the attorney general. He should know what's going on. This is interesting. This quantum compass. Y'all should read about this. Going to do away with magnetic compasses. But anyway, we're going to get out of here again. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to News on the Flip Side Tuesday's edition with Joe Montalvo. We ran over tonight because Michael Angley is off. He had a little dental work done. And why don't y'all send him some love? Yeah, one of y'all ladies should go up there and visit him up there in New York where he's at. And we're not going to take exactly where he is. Some freaks might show up or something. But not that he'd probably mind, but still. I wonder what kind of freak. So we got to watch out. You know, everybody's got their own kind of freak. But again, I want to thank everyone for tuning into the show tonight. I enjoyed doing it. Lots of good news in there. Lots of stuff to talk about. Any moans, groans, bitches, complaints, or anything else for that matter, you can write to us at icar@cox.net or uprn@yahoo.com. Have your choice in right away. Again, thanks for tuning in tonight. And coming up next, a rerun of Discovery Paranormal. In about 4 or 5 minutes, they'll be up and running, and I'll see y'all then. Good night, everybody.